Last year, Americans ate 32 billion chicken wings. Who knows just how many helpless sides of celery were heartlessly thrown away? But this year, celery neglect can stop with you and irresistible Jif peanut butter. Because you can make a snack to make a difference. You can buy a jar of Jif to save the celery. So please, don't let celery be decoration for wings. Tap the banner to save the celery.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Are you a bad sleeper? Well, if you're someone who can't sleep, I'm sure you'll try absolutely anything under the sun. There's tons of new trends out there to try, and they all fall under the name of sleep maxing. But what is it? And does it work? Sleep expert Dr. Neil Stanley is with us here on Lunchtime Live today. You might explain sleep maxing, first of all.
Well, sleep maxing seems to be a trend on TikTok and other social media about getting a better night's sleep, which, you know, is a commendable thing. We all want to be getting a better night's sleep, and it's important that we do. But it's just sort of gathering together all the bizarre tips that are on social media into one sort of umbrella term. And unfortunately, making it a bit difficult to get a good night's sleep if you have to do all of these things to get a good night's sleep. You know, doing 10 things to get a good night's sleep just seems to be a bit daft.
Well, what top trend do you recommend, Neil, to people who are struggling?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I mean, there are thousands of sleep tips out there, and essentially there are only three that make any sense at all. One is to have a bedroom conducive to sleep, which is dark, quiet, cool and comfortable. The other is to have a relaxed body, but the most important is to have a quiet mind. And to be honest, it's about finding your way to achieve that. Somebody once said one man's relaxation is another man's torture. So some people listen to a podcast before sleep. That would drive me insane to do that. So it's finding what quietens your mind, whether that's doing a crossword, a jigsaw puzzle, a Sudoku, listening to music, whatever it is that relaxes you and prepares you for bed. And it's basically just taking the time out of your life to wind down and to get the sleep you need.
What about the white noise?
White noise is used as a veiling source. So basically, if there's a noise signal that you don't want to listen to, then white noise allows the brain to focus onto something that isn't important, isn't interesting, and therefore the brain doesn't have to attend to it, and therefore it can relax. So, yes, white noise can be beneficial for some people if they're in a new environment where there are noises which they don't want to listen to. But, you know, if you're next to somebody who is, you know, snoring at 95 decibels, white noise isn't going to be able to compete with that.
I've spotted on TikTok and online a lot recently, Neil, people who are snoring using these sort of, I don't know what you'd describe them as, but there's some kind of like a nasal clip where it's like a little paperclip style thing that goes from one nostril to the other. Do they work?
Not at all, because snoring happens at the back of the throat. So basically you're expanding the nostrils, which does absolutely nothing. Actually, that probably increases snoring, because if you improve airflow into the back of the throat, where the problem for snoring actually occurs, you're probably going to make snoring worse.
So don't bother with the paperclip type nasal passage restrictors. Mouth taping, a listener is asking me, does that work? My God, it seems desperate.
Well, it does. It does, but it's dangerous because you need to be able to open your mouth. I mean, people claim that, you know, that you should focus on nasal breathing and we shouldn't breathe through our mouth. Well, you know, we've been around for millions of years. If we shouldn't breathe through our mouth, we'd have done something about it. There is a connection from the mouth to the lungs. And it's perfectly natural to breathe through your mouth. If you tape your mouth up and you suffer from something like sleep apnea or COPD or any of the other respiratory problems, it can be seriously dangerous. So mouth taping is really not something that any credible sleep expert would ever recommend.
Don't do it. Listener here asking today, Neil, is it normal to have extremely vivid dreams every night?
Well, vivid dreams is a misnomer, because all our dreams are vivid. It's whether they are meaningful to you or frightening or something like that, which makes them memorable, which means how people perceive them as vivid. You can only dream if you wake up. You can only remember your dreams if you wake up during them. So if something has changed in your environment where you're waking up more frequently, you'll remember more of your dreams and some of them will appear vivid. So trying to improve your sleep. But we all dream 4 or 5 times a night. The more dreams you remember just means that the more disturbed your sleep is.
Like, there's all sorts of questions coming in here about trends online. Kiwis before bed? Does that help?
If you like eating kiwis, then feel
knock yourself out.
Free to but absolutely none. I mean, you know, there are other things like you eat a banana before bed, which I just think is disgusting. I mean, bed is not the time for banana, and various things like that. Absolutely, you know, if you have a good balanced diet, you do not need to eat anything at all in order to aid you to sleep.
So what do you recommend for anybody who's struggling tonight?
Just, as I say, find a way of taking 45 minutes or so and do something relaxing, something you enjoy, something that's relaxing, and just wind down. So, you know, have a nice warm bath with candles all around the bath, your favourite bath oil in the bath, a little glass of wine, playing your favourite music, or sitting in your library in your leather wing-back armchair with a small scotch and a fine Havana cigar, whatever you can afford or works for you. You know, it's finding that way. As I say, some people listen to music, some people watch TV, do Sudoku, knit, whatever works for you that you can enjoy, just wind down. And the other thing about getting a good night's sleep is knowing how much sleep you need. If you need 8 hours sleep, you have to be in bed for at least 8.5 hours in order to be able to get it. So if you're not in bed for the time you need, then you're never going to get a good night's sleep.
No, and just very finally, sleep trackers, the Whoop, any kind of a tech device that monitors your sleeping, do you recommend those?
No, not at all, because then you become obsessed with your sleep and you start worrying about a good night's sleep, and worry is the enemy of sleep.
So don't bother with them. Listener says they found the nasal strips worked a treat. Yeah, well, I was
lucky for you. I mean, it's like anything, any piece of advice, sometimes it works for some people, but for the majority of people, it doesn't. So give it a try. If it works, then fine. If it doesn't, then don't be surprised that it doesn't.
Your pillow position?
You move 12 to 20 times, major positional changes in the night, so it's not really going to matter. Your body's going to find the most comfortable way of sleeping.
Well, look, if you struggle to get a good night's sleep in the horizontal position, some good tips there from sleep expert Dr. Neil Stanley. Thanks a million, Neil, for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.